Thanks for having us along. It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly.
It's time for the Morning Mix family meeting. Now, this is where we take a semi-happily married couple.
With the potential of being happy again.
Could be. With your help, Houston. We are going to air their dirty laundry for all of you to hear. You are going to vote on who is at fault. Whoever is found at fault, family meeting rules are they must apologize and they have to mean it.
So, Tabitha, since you wrote us, why don't you tell us what's going on?
So, my husband and I, we moved to Houston so we could actually be closer to my kind of extended family. I have a cousin named Samantha who I grew up with, and for many years we lost touch. But now we've moved back, and I kind of hope to rekindle our relationship. But Samantha isn't really going out of her way to do things with me, to which it's been kind of weird. And finally, after about 8 months, Samantha reached out and invited herself over to our house to hang out. So I obviously immediately said yes because I was so excited, even though I had plans with my husband David that night. So David is basically mad that I canceled our plans so I could hang out with Samantha.
David, is that true?
Yeah, it's all true, and it's ridiculous because of the fact that we never get to spend time together. And, you know, we've gone out of our way for these people to try to, you know, hold out the olive branch, if you will, spend time. And now all of a sudden, as soon as she's ready to do something, you know, she drops everything we had to do and just jumps to her beck and call. And I think it's ridiculous. She didn't, you know, give me fair warning. She says, oh, by the way, we're not having our original plans we're going to do because Samantha called. And it's like, that's not fair to me at all because we rarely get to spend time together. And I value our time that we do get to spend. And I don't think it should be dropped on a whim for Samantha when she's given us nothing to earn that right to do that.
But I mean, she's family. So it's not like I just wanted to hang out with friends. I wanted to hang out with Samantha, who is family.
Why couldn't you reschedule with her?
Honestly, I mean, first of all, I never thought you'd be this upset about it, but you know how much I want us to connect with her, and she's a total wallflower. So, like, if I said no, she probably would never ask again.
Yeah, but Tabitha, we agreed when we got married that our relationship comes first. We are number one, okay? And it's not like we can't change plans. We can, but the fact that you didn't even ask me, and you know how sensitive I am to that, is what really bothers me. And you dropped everything for her when she's giving you nothing. And that's not fair to yourself. That's not fair to me. And I don't think Samantha deserves that. She hasn't earned any of that from us yet. She can make plans with us when we're ready to make plans with her. And I'm not ready to do that.
Man, this is a tough one. Whenever you have the family, you start extending those branches. Some of them are going to break.
How dare you? How dare you, Tabitha, want to spend time with your family?
Well, I mean, she could have at least been like, hey, is it okay if we change plans tonight?
My guess is, Tabitha, you got so excited in the moment when she finally called that it didn't even cross your mind, and you thought that your loving husband, David, would understand, and he did not.
That's exactly it.
And David, you probably thought maybe, you know, like that you are her husband and maybe that would warrant maybe like a phone call or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. In my mind, I thought I was the priority and obviously I'm not. So that's why I'm hurt by it.
Houston, because that is tough.
713-881-5965.
You're on Team Tabitha. You're on Team Very Shy Cousin. Finally reached out. Super excited. Don't want to reject her because I feel like she'll go back into her shell.
Yep. And if you're on Team David, look, this chick barely reaches out to these guys, and the second that she does, she's left in the corner.
Also known as Team Needy. Wanted to hashtag
it. Team Forgotten About.
Oh, poor guy. All right, here's the deal, David and Tabitha. The way this is going to work is Houston's going to vote now. And whoever is found at fault, either you, David, or you, Tabitha, when we come back to you, prepare it, because it could be you. You're going to have to apologize, and you're going to have to mean it.
Okay.
Okay.